I'd like to speak about the Lel Seder. What time is the time by which we have to finish eating the Afikoman, the last matzah, Korban Pesach? So typically, we think by Chatzos, you have to finish eating by Chatzos. But I want to ask you a question. Where did we get that time of Chatzos from? So we learn out from Korban Pesach, it says Balayla Hazeh, and it also says Balayla Hazeh regarding, where else? Makas Bechoros, right. My Makas Bechoros says Balayla Hazeh. When did Makas Bechoros occur? So can I ask you a question? Did Makas Bechoros occur until Chatzos or at Chatzos? At Chatzos, precisely. It wasn't a time duration. It wasn't a time span from whenever until Chatzos. Rather, it was at Chatzos. Ka Chatzos alayla, ba Chatzos, as perhaps we might have said, Hashem might have said. So if that's the case, so when should Achilas HaKorban Pesach be? When should Achilas HaMatzah, which is also based on the same point, when should it be? It should be at the moment of Chatzos. Why isn't it? Because it's physically not possible. Because Hashem could do everything in an instant, but for us, eating Korban Pesach or eating matzah takes time. So therefore, it must be that when the Torah said, when we're learning Gzeirah Shava from Makas Bechoros, which happened at Chatzos, and we're learning to apply it to Korban Pesach and to Achilas Matzah, that it's the same time in Balayla must be until Chatzos. With this idea, the Avnei Nezer points out something interesting. The Avnei Nezer says, really, 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 the halacha should be, where is this halacha of Emaftir Nachra Pesach Afikoman? Is based on what we just said. Because since really, 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 the matzah or the Korban Pesach should be eaten at the moment of Chatzos, at that split second of Chatzos, we can't, so we have to eat it before that. So it must be that at least at Chatzos, at the moment of Chatzos, it must be that we should have what in our mouth? The flavor, the ta'am of the matzah, the flavor of the Korban Pesach in our mouth at the moment of Chatzos. And that, he says, is what the reason for. It's not that you're not allowed to have anything to eat after the Korban Pesach. It's not that you're not allowed to have anything to eat after the matzah. It's that you can't have anything else in your mouth when Chatzos comes. Chatzos is the real mitzvah. So what about after Chatzos? According to this logic, the Avnei Nezer's Mechadesh, since the whole point is not the last thing you have to have tonight is Korban Pesach. No. The last thing you have tonight is Afikoman. No. It's just that at the moment of Chatzos, when the clock strikes midnight, that's when you have to have the flavor of matzah or Korban Pesach in your mouth, just like Makas Bechoros was at the strike of midnight. So therefore, there's nothing wrong with eating after Chatzos. But before Chatzos, if you have your Afikoman before Chatzos, you have to make sure you don't have anything to eat afterwards that would take away from the problem that people have sometimes when their siddurim get elongated. If you have too many Devarei Torah, and you're going to have a long magid goes very late, and the meal goes too late for whatever reason, so you're not going to make afikoman by chatzos. So the Avnei Nezer suggests the following mamanavshach. He says, there's one opinion that says, that one opinion of the Tanan that says that you're supposed to finish the afikoman by chatzos, as we mentioned. The other opinion says, by shachar, by alas ha-shachar. So now that we were just mechadesh, that really, there's no halach that you can't have any food after the afikoman. It's just that when Chatzos comes, there has to be, that's really the moment that the mitzvah should be done. Okay, you can't do it in a moment. You have to do it over a course of time. So you want to make sure that you have at least that flavor in your mouth at that moment. So you can make the following tanai. This is the famous tanai of the Avnei Nezer. You could say, let's say Chatzos is midnight. Just makes it easier. It's 11:50 and you're ready. You have plenty of time to go till you're going to get to the afikoman. You eat a kezayis of matzah now. And you say, if the halakha is like the person who says that you have to eat the matzah, the Korban Pesach, by chatzos, so I'm having in mind that this is my mitzvah of matzah. This is my mitzvah of afikoman, I'm sorry. And then you stop eating for 7-8 minutes. And at chatzos, guess what? You have no other flavor in your mouth besides that afikoman, that Korban Pesach, that afikoman in your mouth. But guess what? Once it's 12:01, chatzos is over. You did what you have to do. You can now continue eating. And you could say, what if the other opinion was correct? So right now at 12:01, you could continue eating. And at 1:30 in the morning, at 2 o'clock in the morning, you could have the other the last, another kazayas of matzah, and say that if you said early, you made the tonight early, if the other opinion, the opinion that holds that you could eat the afikoman until morning, then the second achilas matzah that I'll do, the one at 2 o'clock in the morning, so you could have one, a kazayas at 2 o'clock in the morning, and that will fulfill the tzad if there's another opinion that says that the achilas matzah is allowed till alos hashachar. This way, since Avraham Eliezer was mechadesh, that you're allowed to eat, there's no iser in eating after the afikoman, it's just that you have to have the flavor at your mind at the moment of chatzos. That's what enables him to offer this tanai, that a person could possibly have their first kezias, or fulfill their mitzvah potentially before chatzos, wait till chatzos and have nothing in their mouth, and then again afterwards they'll continue eating and have a second kezias for the other possible fulfillment of the afikoman later. You can have your kezias and eat it too. Excellent.